I went out hiking recently in the snow. I wanted to go snowshoeing, but there wasn't enough snow, despite the forecasts constantly calling for it. And one of the things I like to do when I go out and hike is take the camera with me. I'm not a brilliant photographer by any stretch, but I figure if I take enough pictures, I might stumble across something good. Which is similar to the way I write, of course. If I write enough, then every once in a while, maybe I'll write something good mixed in there. And that's not the only close analogy I found from hiking and taking pictures and to writing. One of the things I found was that I see things that I want to take a picture of. And I see things that are strikingly beautiful as I hike, and I want to capture it. I want to convey it on film, and so I'll take a picture. And inevitably what happens is I'm too far away when I take that picture. The picture is so distant from what was beautiful that it loses the focus of what I was looking at. So I'll see a tree off in the distance that looks beautiful, and mentally, as I see it that first time, my mind does all the work of tuning out everything around, and all I see is that tree. And yet I understand the grand surroundings, so I know the big picture, but I'm focused on that small thing. And if you take it too far away in a picture, now I have a 4x6 print, and it's too far. You can't, a person who's viewing that photograph can't understand what it is that I saw that was so moving. And so the challenge of my photography when I go out is to zoom in so close that my subject, my point of my picture, is unmistakable, and yet somehow can I zoom in that close and yet capture some element of the grand impact, the grand scheme of what I was experiencing there. And of course, you can never directly convey that experience without actually being there with me, that moment, with that lighting, exactly. But I can at least communicate something like what I was experiencing. Seems to me it's similar in our writing as well. As we write something, we do the best we can to convey this grand idea that we have, but we have to get specific. We have to give you the details. How many small details can we give you and yet convey that grand impact, that grand image that we want to convey? It's a challenge that I take on in my writing. It's a challenge that I hope that I can push my students into through their writing and maybe even through their photography with Mr. Jensen and other people. It's a challenge of art, and I think it's worth it.